Welcome to Sub Rosa. So we got an inquiry from somebody on email, which thank you, WTF at badbossbrief.com, about being ghosted by a client. So she writes in that this is a woman is a freelancer who was ghosted by a long-term client that she's worked with since 2015. So long-time relationship. They worked over email. Friendly exchanges. He liked her work, wrote her a recommendation, and she did assignments every week, right? He'd send her the request. She'd send back the work. He would pay her. So this is a quote. Fast forward to today, and then he disappears. Doesn't send any more assignments and doesn't pay her her last amount of money that's due. She says, fast forward to today, and I'm still being ghosted by him. Some internet sleuthing has proven he is either doing the work himself now or is someone less experienced doing it for him. The not knowing why he cut me loose is driving me mad. And the betrayal. I thought I knew him. We've worked together on several projects over the years, and I was under the impression we had become friends on some level, and a friend wouldn't end things this cowardly way. What do I do? Nothing? Confront him? Most importantly, how do I indicate on my resume and LinkedIn profile why this job ended and when it ended? Also, do I continue to use his glowing recommendation letter about my work? What do you think, Eugene?
I think that there was a great, during the heyday of dating shows, and I would have to peg that as the 90s, I remember some woman who had been dumped on the show have this kind of epiphany. She kind of pauses. You know, it was maybe the beginning, early strivings of reality TV. And she had this kind of epiphany on camera, where she paused and said, you know what? I don't think you can talk your way out of dumped. And that, in the course of my existence, I have never successfully done so. So I have to assume that she is 100% correct. Whatever decisions were made about you, around you, over you. And there's nothing you can do. The clarifications that you're requiring, you don't have an honest broker that you're dealing with. So asking them is absolutely 100% pointless. It's not like they're going to have a sudden change of heart and be this unmuddied lake of clear vision and explain to you exactly what you did wrong. And it's not like knowing exactly what you did wrong. It maybe it's just fundamentally you. And try as you might, you will never not be you. So as far as I'm concerned, since then, I remember having a project with this fairly famous guy in Los Angeles, and he was trying to fundamentally let me down easy that he wasn't going to pursue the project. And he started talking. I was like, you told me all I need to know when you told me that you're not into the project. I don't need the reasons. I don't need excuses. I don't need explanations. It's not going to help me. So, you know, we're still pals. I understand you got other things to do. Good luck to you. You know, I love you like a brother. See you down the road. And that was that. I've not been curious at all, because this, no matter how it comes out in the end, it comes out the same way. And I again, hard experience of moaning and groaning about somebody who had dumped me. And I realized it doesn't move the goal line at all. It doesn't. Now, if you've been coming to work drunk, or if you've been stealing on the job, if you've been majorly blind to how you've been falling short, then maybe you need to have that more clear moment of vision where somebody says, look, you were drunk five times this month. I cannot have this, and you got to stop. You need help. Sometimes maybe that's called upon. It's a good thing to have happen. But I think in this instance, that's not the case. I think it's just, and also you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what this other person is going through. There are a lot of stresses involved in running a business. I'd let it go. And I would keep using the letter of reference, because I have to assume that the person, it's my nature, but I think that the person maybe feels bad about having to give you substandard treatment. So use the reference. If you want to talk about why the job ended, there are lots of ways in HR speak that you can say they went into a different direction. There was a reorganization. They were at financial, whatever. There are lots of ways that you can mitigate. It doesn't always mean it's a bad thing that you separate a company and, you know, leave with the skill that you benefited, and stop worrying about the ways in which you might believe they believe you've fallen short. I don't think it's helpful.
Because I think there's two aspects to this. One is the person hasn't paid you. So, you know, sending multiple emails, which she references in another part of the letter that I didn't read, sending multiple emails, trying to get them to respond back. Well, that's not working. right? That he hasn't responded. The only email you need to say is, you need to pay me this. You owe me this. It's overdue by this. You know, presumably it's a small enough amount. You're not going to take him to small claims court, but it's, go ahead and ask for the money. You're probably not going to get it, need to write it off. I think the bigger issue that I'm hearing in this letter is she needs to metabolize the rejection and recognize that it is part and parcel of being, you know, particularly a freelancer, right? I mean, like, you're a consultant, you're a freelancer, you work for yourself. It doesn't matter how long the relationship is. These people are not your friends, right? I mean, they're not even really like employer relationships that are protected by some sort of legal statutes. It's like, you're a consultant, you're 1099. You are not, they don't owe you anything except for payment for what it is that you are, the work that you're doing for them. So what kind of concerned me a little bit is that there's a really high level of emotionality that I think is going to be exhausting if this woman continues to carry it as a freelancer. Right. And, you know, she may be young, she may be early in her career, but having done this for a while, you need to, you know, you need to be able to let this go and recognize these people are not your friends. And then the last thing is, there are clients that I've had for a long time, right? I mean, a relationship from 2015 to presumably recently, that's a long-term relationship. I have long-term client relationships, you know, one that goes back for 10 years. Even though I have a general sense that they are pleased with me because they continue to hire me and pay me, I still check in regularly with my long-term clients that have worked with me for years. I check in at least twice a year just to check in. How's everything going? Is there anything you'd like to see different? You know, do you have any feedback for me? Because you can't assume that just because they keep giving you assignments that things are okay or that there isn't. So just the notion of, if you are a freelancer who is fortunate to have ongoing long-term clients, particularly long-term clients that account for a big chunk of your revenue, you want to, you don't have to do it every time, but you want to check in regularly or have some sort of way of getting them to assess, is there anything you'd like to see different? You know, understand their business, right? So if this came out of the blue, he had a reason for doing this. He's not going to tell you now, right? So you're not going to get closure from him, but be alert going forward with other clients. Does it seem like their business is slow? Are there financial problems? Are they a little slower to pay? So you can kind of get ahead of some of this. But I think overall, the challenge, and you know, it's hard to be a freelancer. It's hard to work for yourself. I've been doing it, you know, now for 10 years. And there can be a loneliness. There can be, you know, the insecurity of not knowing, you know, which clients are going to stay and which are going to go, which is why you need to build really robust support networks for yourself. And you can't rely on your clients to be your friends or to be that constancy or to be that community in the same way you might in other arenas.
I think that's on the money. And I think that, separating the emotion from it is really helpful. I mean, these are jobs. There'll be others, you know, and, I've never placed too much credence in trying to be too friendly with the folks that I work with, because it's just situational. So,
and feel the feelings. I mean, your feelings are valid, but metabolize them somewhere else, right? Don't expect this guy to email you back and explain that. That's not going to happen. All right. That's what we've got for today's Sub Rosa. If you have a question for us, WTF@badbossbrief.com, and you too can have your question answered right here. Thanks. See you soon.